All right, great. I want to thank everybody for coming to the teleseminar today. And this is planning for 2008, and this basically what we're going to do is we're going to do a checklist of what to get done now before 2008 comes. Hopefully you, like I said before, hopefully you have downloaded your note sheet. If you haven't, go ahead and do that now. Click the Get Note Sheet right there, and we're going to go ahead and begin. So let's go to page number 2. And I apologize in advance for my voice. I am fighting a little bit of laryngitis, but we're going to make it happen anyways. On page number 2, under number 1, where it says 2008 calendar, this is very, very important. Under number 1, what I want you to write is I want you to write, make a list of all my vacation days. Now, what I mean by that is this, is you first need to decide when you want to be off next year, all right? You're in business so that you can live the lifestyle that you want to live, okay? You're not, you work to live, but you don't live to work. And so the first thing you need to write down is just right there right now. Go ahead, and on number 1, go ahead and write down you may not know the days that you want to take off, but just write on there, vacation days. And then you can go back later on and start writing down the vacation days that you want to take off. And number 2, what you want to do is you want to write down all of the dates that are important for your school that you're going to hand out to your school. And those dates are going to be time off or testings or what have you. So let's just look at my schedule here for next year so that you can see. Now, as we go through, what you're going to see is I take a lot of time off. I learned this principle from Mike Pace, who is probably one of the oldest member solutions clients. It used to be when they were a different name and then they merged. And so I want to give credit where credit is due. And Mike Pace gave me this idea. First off is, and let me just say, I close for a week for spring break. So whenever my kids are off for spring break, I'm off that same week. I also close a week for the 4th of July. That whole week I close. I also close a week off. Well, in this case, for this year, it kind of fell kind of weird, but just like 2007 did, I'm taking 2 weeks off for Christmas and New Year's. I always take off, obviously Thanksgiving, Memorial Day, and Labor Day. Now, let me just briefly say, Memorial Day falls on a Monday, and so I also take off the Tuesday. So I close Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. My reasoning for that is basically that I have a Monday, Wednesday schedule and a Tuesday, Thursday schedule. And just to be fair to the Monday, Wednesday people, I take off Tuesday. So nobody can say, well, X person or, whatever, they get a different, they get more days than we do. Nobody gets any more days than anybody else. So I always close that Monday and that Tuesday, obviously Saturday and Sunday, prior. Same thing for Labor Day. I'm closed Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Thanksgiving, I close Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, obviously Sunday. When it's all said and done, I probably work about 10 and a half months out of the year that my school is open. That doesn't count the time that I take off personally. That's very important because you need to be, I know it doesn't sound like I'm rested, but you need to be well-rested and well-prepared for your school so that when you are in there, you are on, and you as a martial arts school owner know how important it is to be on for everybody. And so my suggestion to you would be to take all the time off that you possibly can. Now, with that being said, you may be thinking that, well, I don't currently have that in my schedule, and what if Mrs. Jones says something to me? Well, let me just say this is, let's say you charge, let's say it's $119 a month. And, you have a student that says, you're charging me $119 per month, but yet we're closed for a whole week. Understand that what you need to say to them is that you don't base, your monthly payments off of the month, you base it off of the year, and you broke it down in a manageable payment schedule for them. So to make it easy with my math, let's say that you charged $100 a month, and so it's a $1,200 program, and then you broke it down $100 per month. you're not charging necessarily per class, although, you know, maybe you are, but to be able to explain it and have a reason for the parent that wants to come back and argue with you, you just say that you've, you know, you broke down that yearly price into a manageable, monthly payment. If they don't want to pay the monthly payment, that's okay, Mrs. Jones. You can just pay me the whole year up front, you know, if you need to be that bold. But I have never had anybody say to me, when I first implemented it, it was about 6 or 7 years ago. I can't remember the exact time, but I know it was like 6 or 7 years ago when I had talked to Mr. Pace. And when I implemented it, I actually had parents that were thanking me that they did not have to be there, you know, 2 days before Christmas, or that they didn't have to be there, you know, the day before the 4th of July. They were actually very appreciative. In fact, I even have parents that will call me, and they will ask me if, you know, if we're open on Columbus Day, because they're used to us being closed on holidays or President's Day. So understand that you may, you know, I don't close those days, but heck, maybe that's something you could even think about as well. But anyways, that being said, on that page, the two most important things, number one, is write down all your vacation time that you want to take personally, besides when the school's closed. And then number two is you want to write down everything that, you know, all of your testings, whether it's, like for mine, you can see where, you know, January 22nd is a little ninja test. February 21st and the 20th is a regular graduation that we have for our six-year-olds and up. And so, you know, it's so important to have this ready. Hand that out before the end of the year, or put it on your blog, on your website, wherever, so that your parents and your students know exactly what's going on. Let's go into the next page. The next page is Christmas cards for your students. Now, understand that, I understand that maybe some of this information is generic. It might even seem unnecessary to hear, but you would probably be amazed at how many supposedly professional martial arts schools don't even send their constituents a Christmas card. Now, if you don't have a lot of money, you don't have to send a full card, but you could just send like a postcard. And there's times that I send a full card. This year I'm sending a postcard. This is the exact card that I'm sending this year. And so as you can see on page number three, that's the card that I'm sending them. Let's go to page number four. Page number four is an opportunity for you to gift your students and your parents this year. And I'm just going to tell you a couple of things that I'm doing. And, you know, then I left you some room to be able to write down some ideas for yourself. But for gifts for students, idea number one, this is something that I'm doing, and I've done it in past years too, is I go to a place called Sweet Street, and it's a local family-owned candy shop. And basically, I pay 80 cents on a dollar to get a dollar coupon. And then I give each and every one of all the children students, I give each and every one of them a dollar coupon to go use there. For the parents, for the adults, there's a local coffee shop that's owned. It's called Ava Java. And I pay 80 cents on a dollar for a dollar coupon. And I give them dollar coupons as well. So if you can find little ways to gift your students and your parents that aren't costly, and if you're a better negotiator, maybe you can pay 50 cents on a dollar, or even better yet, you can maybe ask them for coupons to be able to give, and ask them if they give you a coupon, then do this. Either you go out and buy it or have them buy one and put it on there, but you can go buy a paid stamp and let them know that you're going to do this if you yourself are going to do it. But it's like a red stamp that's marked paid, and you stamp each and every one of those so it looks like you paid for when you hand them out, as opposed to, you know, you're just advertising for something. You actually paid for those. Even if you didn't pay for them, put a paid stamp on them. Number three on page number four, going above and beyond. This is what I'm doing about going above and beyond, and this really will help you with retention, because you want to be, as one of my mentors tells me all the time, is that I want to be, my school wants to be remarkable. And so one thing that I do, especially this time of year, is I always have a coffee pot with coffee. And at the last week of the year, I give out cookies and stuff like that. that. I've got a counter where we do that. But all night, all my parents can get coffee, and I've got all the different types of creamers and, you know, anything that you can think of. It's all there. So that's one thing I do for them. The other thing is, and I've hooked up with the company Ava Java, and they're coming in next week, and they're supplying all the coffee. Instead of me having to do it, they're going to supply all the coffee. And they're going to use their cups with their names on it, and they're going to have, you know, their menu there, and they're going to have coupons on it, on the menu, but they're going to put a paid stamp right on there. They're going to hand them out to the parents. On that coupon, they're going to have a paid stamp as if I paid for it. And so, you know, maybe there are some businesses in your area that you can make an alliance with. I like working with small businesses like myself. They have a lot more leeway than, you know, obviously the franchise businesses do. So think about that. Think about how you can be remarkable to your students and to your parents. Don't just think about the students, but also think about the parents as well. All right, we're going to move on to number five, page number five. This is staff Christmas presents, you know, and or party. You know, one thing you can do is obviously you can throw a party at your house, or I wouldn't get extravagant, you know, with your staff. You know, you could just bring everybody in and they could have a nice, you know, spread, you know, just a bunch of different things, and you could watch The Perfect Weapon or Human Weapon on television or whatever. It doesn't have to be something that's monumental. But just that you invited them into your home, and that you sat and ate with them, you guys played a board game or whatever, or you just talked about things. But one thing you also want to do is do something personal, and this is just what I have done is, and this is in my own handwriting, is I've written in a card to all of my my staff is this letter here. On top of that, I've gotten them personal gifts as well. And some personal gifts that you can do is, like, maybe there's a book that you want them to read, or there's an audio series that you want them to listen to, or you know that they like movies or what have you. I mean, you guys know how to buy things and give them, and they don't have to be something that's huge. Now, that being said, if you are a sole school owner and you don't have any paid staff, but you have a couple of kids that help you out on the side or a parent that helps you, to give them something, do something for them. Again, it doesn't have to be, you know, something extravagant, but, you know, do something for them. You know, moving to page number six is I use the Send Out Card system. You can go to sendoutcards.com, and you can sign up for that. If you'd like a free trial of it, you can go to sendoutcards.com/martial arts. That's my affiliate system, if you will. And don't worry about, you know, if you don't want to do that, just go to sendoutcards.com. I don't get paid anything anyways unless you become, like, some sort of distributor. I don't understand the whole thing, but unless you could become some sort of distributor, and that would mean that I would have to, like, call you and say, hey, do you want to be a distributor and stuff. So I'm not concerned about that. What I want you to do is I'd like you to have something that's really easy to use and that you can, you know, do mass things with. And the nice thing about the Send Out Cards is I have my handwriting that has been scanned and uploaded in that. And so when I write something, it looks as if I had actually sat down and wrote it, and all I did was typed it out. In fact, I typed it out, and then I copied and pasted it and put it in there, and that makes it even easier. So, you know, you definitely want to gift your students, you definitely want to gift your instructors or office personnel or what have you again, bring them in, have a party with them, or something as simple as giving them, you know, a personalized card that you handwritten. At least in my case, it looked like I wrote it. Let's move on to page number eight. Page number eight, under number five, last-minute money-making ideas. All right. The first is, why not do, like, a private lesson package? This is just a sample of what you could do. You know, you could put 10 lessons that are half an hour each. They're normally $300, but if you buy it before the end of the year, it's $250. You know, obviously you only need to sell four of those to have $1,000 in your hand. Or you could do the five lessons for 30 minutes each. It's normally $150, but they're going to save $10 if they buy it that way. Obviously the best bet is to get the 10 lessons. Or you might be thinking I'm crazy when I say this, but doing all day training for what? For, you know, you come up with a price, but this price is $7.99, and it's for 7 hours straight. It's a 7 hour session, and they have you for 7 hours. And I don't know, I'd work out with a student for 7 hours, you know, and again, you know, for $800. But again, understand, they may not always want to just, you know, physically work out. Maybe they want to work on goal setting, or maybe they want to work on, you know, a self-defense tactic, and then maybe they want to talk to you about their dog who's sick or whatever. I mean, they can do whatever they want in that 7 hours, as long as it's morally right and ethical. You know, you can do whatever you want in that 7 hours. But if you don't ever, you know, if you didn't put that in there, then the answer would always be no. Nobody would ever, you know, ask you, can they spend 7 hours with you? And it doesn't have to be 7 hours. It's just an idea for you. But you might as well put that in there and see if somebody will bite on it. You know, if you only get one, if you get one person, that's great. If you get two, that's even better. Tuition increase. Here's a last-minute money-making idea, is to, you know, talk to them. Here's a sample that you can use. As tuition rates are still available, act now and avoid the upcoming tuition increase. You know, dear students, due to rising costs and monthly tuition increased by, you know, 3 to 5% depending on the program, if you are eligible for the Black Belt program, you may still extend your program at the old rate. So it's kind of encompassing, you know, an upgrade program and renewals and maybe even a paid in full or two if you feel comfortable doing that, you know, before the end of the year. And if they don't do that, then when they re-sign up the following year, you have to, you know, honor what you said you were going to do, and you need to increase your tuition. And they'll have to, if they want to continue, they'll have to pay that higher tuition. So, you know, that's another money-making idea for you as well. Let's move on to number nine. Number nine is holiday sale. On page number nine, number three is holiday sale. If you haven't done one, you know, by now, I don't know that you really have a lot of time left to do a holiday sale. If you have a website through, you know, Century or Tiger Claw or something like that, you know, you could obviously do it a little bit faster where you could put some sort of coupon out and they could, you know, get on the website before a certain day and get it done. But if it's not something that you have already done, you definitely need to put it on your list to do next year. You know, whether you make, you know, $100 or you make $1,000 off of it, it definitely is well worth it. Here's the thing you want to get. You want to train your students to be buying things from you. And so throughout the year, you need to put things in that they need to purchase, and they need to purchase them from you so that they get used to buying things from you, so it becomes natural. Number four on page nine, again, money-making idea number four is, this is a sample letter about a goal-setting seminar that Michael O'Leary, he's one of the member solutions clients. And he did say, yes, you can use this letter if you want. You have Mike's permission. And basically, you know, it's announcing his goal-setting seminar that he's going to do. And as you can see, you know, you can go through and read this yourself. But in at the bottom, you know, he's advertising it for $147. But if you sign up before a certain date, then it's only going to be $97. And again, this is an opportunity for you to just, you know, hopefully collect some more money before the end of the year. Let's move on to number 10. Page number 10. And that's number 6, first quarter marketing. You need to start right now, if you haven't already, to come up with some first quarter marketing ideas. Now, with that being said, one thing that I would encourage you to do is to do at least one press release every single month, okay? Somewhere in your local newspaper, online, you know, what have you, you need to do a press release every single month. You need to be out there in your paper, in your newspaper. Need to come up with some ads, whether you pull them from the Member Solutions website or, you know, whatever trade magazines or whatever you use. It's very, very important that you start coming out with your ads and get those set for the new year. January, February, obviously those are months that we can hit really, really hard and quite normally have good returns. March, a little bit down compared to January and February, but if you're not on the boat right now and thinking about, you know, your marketing, for the next year. You don't have to think of the whole year. Just think of the first quarter. Just think of January, February, March, and exactly what you want. You know, if you're more of a kid's school, then you need to come up with those ideas. If you're more of an adult school, then you need to come up with those ideas. I'll tell you what, the adult market right now obviously is hot because everybody's wanting to get in shape right after the new year. And so, you know, even if you're not a quote-unquote adult school, you know, maybe you only have, not, you know, 10 adults or 20 adults in your adult program, I don't think you can go wrong by advertising, you know, getting in shape and working on your goals for the new year through the martial arts. So what I would do is I would ask you to come up with at least 4 ideas that you're going to use per month. Now, I know I have not 12, but I have 14. So for you overachievers, you have 2 more things that you can write down. Let's move on to page number 11. Page 11, under number 7, these are going to be the 4 most important things that you need to do before the end of the year. Now, probably not going to sound as if they're the most important, but yet they really are. The first thing that you want to make sure that you do is you want to take at least a week off. All right, that last week of the year, you need to be closed. You need to take a week off. Even if you haven't already scheduled it, just tell your people that you're going to close. Tell them you're going to, you know, you need to take some time off, whatever. You need to close that last week. You need to regroup. Now, while you're closed, here's the second most important thing that you need to do. If you are married, make a date with your spouse. Take time to be with them. One whole night, whatever it is, or go on a whole day at night. Or maybe you go on a little mini vacation, you know, where you stay at a hotel and you're not at home. Whatever it is, even if it's only for a meal, if that's the only time that you can come up with, then do it. Make time for them. The third most important thing that you need to do, and again, I told you this is probably going to sound elementary, but the third most important thing you need to do is you need to make a date with your kids. It's just your family time where you guys go out, you look at the trees, you do shopping, you look at the lights, or, you know, whatever it is. If you're in Florida, like Dwight Woods, there probably isn't any snow. So, but anyways, you know, it's so important that, number one, you take that week off. Number two, you make a date time with your spouse or your significant other or what have you. Number three, if you have kids, make time to be with them. Number four is what you want to do with A, B, and C. Number four, next to number four, I want you to say, just write this down. 3 things you want to accomplish in 2008. So go ahead and write that down right now. 3 things I want to accomplish in 2008. Now, you're going to need to come back to this note sheet because you need to write down A, B, and C, the top 3 things that you want to accomplish. Maybe it's to become, you know, maybe it's to have a better follow-up system. Maybe, you know, maybe that's one of them. The other one is to, maybe you want to be a better copywriter. And then, you know, the third one is, you know, maybe you want to have a, you know, be stronger with student retention. And then, take the very first one you write down, whichever one you think is the most important, and get her done. Now, my advice would be, of course, I'm a little prejudiced here when it comes to, a little biased here, is I would encourage you to use the call that I did back in October 17th of this year called the 6 Steps of Implementation. You can go on the Member Solutions website. You can download that if you're a Member Solutions client. If you're not currently a Member Solutions client, and you want to be, then you get that. You get that and all the other teleseminars that have ever been up there at no additional cost. If you don't want to be a Member Solutions client, but you want that teleseminar, call Member Solutions. I'm sure they'll sell it to you. So that being said, those are just some quick ideas that, you know, I think that are highly important for you to accomplish before the end of the year happens. Now, on your extra notes sheet, on number 12, I'm going to give you a couple of bonus ideas that I didn't put in there, but, you know, before the teleseminar, I started thinking about, and I thought that this obviously is something that, you know, and maybe this is one of your goals anyways for the next year, is if you don't have a mentor, somebody that's coaching you, and let me just back up and say this and what I mean by this. I have a mentor in my physical martial arts. So I have a sensei or karate master, what have you. I have a mentor that mentors me in my physical martial arts. I also have a mentor in my business martial arts when it comes to martial arts business. I have a different mentor when it comes to internet business. I have a different mentor when it comes to my spiritual life. And I have a different mentor for each area that I want to excel in. And whatever is important to you, whatever area is important to you, this is your bonus tip. This is probably worth everything that you paid to get onto all the calls, in my opinion. And if you didn't pay, it's even better for you, right? But is that you need to find somebody that you want to follow and that you want to be like. And not necessarily everything about them, but you really, really, really want to find somebody that has what you want and step up to that and follow everything that they ask you to follow. Now, with that being said, Kathy, I'd like to, you know, reopen the lines, and if anybody has questions, I'd like to be able to do that now, if that's okay.
Sure, absolutely.
All right, did you unmute them?
I just did, yes, sir.
Okay. If anybody has any questions, you're more than welcome to ask them now. Again, I apologize for my voice. I'm feeling fine, but I know I don't sound fine. So if you have any questions in regard to the seminar that we just covered today, feel free to ask them now. Or also, if you're on the web, you can type them into that box and then hit the submit button, and we'll get those as well.
I'll go first, Mr. Berman.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I'll go first.
Okay.
There's no question here. I just want to say this is fantastic material that you just handed out there, and I for one really appreciate your taking the time to do it, considering the condition you're in. So thanks very much.
You're welcome. Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Hey, Dwight.
Yeah.
Dwight, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I was going to ask you and I appreciate what you said. Thank you. On the things that we went over today, what was one thing that stuck? Yeah, I really need to do this. Huh?
Okay, I'll tell you exactly what it was. The four most important things you need to do before the end of the year.
Okay.
My number one ended up being is actually the same as your number one. But I hadn't specifically set a time for number two and number three. But that's what touched me the most.
Very good. And that's obviously the most important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes we forget about that. We get wrapped up into our passion, and we forget about, you know, the people that are actually holding us up, right?
Exactly.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Okay, and I just one thing, Kathy, just one thing. I like what the gentleman said about, like, sometimes, you know, like we get so goal-driven that we forget about those who really help us to achieve our goals and stuff, and sometimes it's good to show appreciation. I like that. That opened my eyes up on that, too, because sometimes I'm thinking about the business so much I get kind of sidetracked and, you know, and forget about those who are helping me achieve the goal in my dream.
Right, yeah. Well, I totally understand. So, yeah, thank you for saying that, too.
Okay, then.
Well, again, Kathy, thank you very much. Everybody have a great day, and have fun taking your week off.
Thanks. Thank you very much, Dwayne.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.